KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
And so how about first off, you just introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. My name is Elizabeth Jaja Lee. I'm a senior at Thunder Mountain High School here in Juneau, Alaska. I was born and raised in Juneau, so I'm 18 years old now. So I'm a lifetime Juneauite, and I really love this town. And just all the support I've gotten from my teachers, my educators, mentors, parents, of course, and just a lot of good friends in town.
Yeah, and so how did you first find out about this opportunity for the National Honor Society Scholarship?
Yeah, so I'm part of the National Honor Society at my school at TM. So every year they tell the seniors about this great opportunity for a scholarship, the National Honor Society Scholarship. It is a nationally selected scholarship, and no one from TM has ever received it before, but every year they encourage the seniors to apply. So this year I put in my application for it, and I'm so honored to have been chosen as one of them.
Yeah, no, that's so exciting. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
And so what went into the application process?
It was several essays, so there were quite a few essay opportunities in the application. It was very lengthy, and you described your community service, your grades, GPA, things like that, and basically talked about how you contribute to one of the pillars of National Honor Society. So I remember that was the big 1,000-word essay they give you, where you talk about how you support one of the pillars, and those are leadership, scholarship, service, and one of the other ones, but they had 4 pillars for NHS that you'd write your essay on.
That's really impressive. And so what are some of the other things that you're involved with at Thunder Mountain High School? It says you're a young leader in STEM innovation, education, and public communication.
Yeah. So at Thunder Mountain High School, I do a lot of work in STEM. So that's science, tech, engineering, and mathematics. So I founded the math club at Thunder Mountain High School called the Enigma Math and Critical Thinking Club in my freshman year of high school. So we are a TMJD combined club now, and we do the American Mathematics competition every year, which formerly wasn't available to Juneau students. I also run the Future Women of STEM Club as the student president there. So that with that club, we actually do something similar to this radio show. It's like we do a podcast that we produce on Spotify and we air on K2 Radio. So that's something that we're really passionate about. We like interviewing local women in STEM and just hearing about their stories and their advice for young leaders. And also in TM, I'm part of the student government as the Associated Student Body School Board Representative. So I represent some of the students there on the Juneau School District Board of Education.
Okay, wow. I'm sure you've been really busy with that then, with all
these
changes.
Yeah, pretty busy. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and so that's really cool. It sounds like one of your strengths is really, you know, like getting other students involved and active in the school and different activities
really
to actually spearhead these things. That's
really
impressive.
Yes, for sure, especially in STEM activities. I think so many students can benefit from learning about so much more STEM activities that aren't as maybe well known as some of the other clubs sometimes. So I really like getting more students involved in those.
What do you like about STEM personally?
I really love STEM's just huge potential to impact society, because you see innovations every day, everywhere, changing the world. And to be young students that can like learn STEM and not just learn about it, but actually engage in doing it and being part of that innovation changing the world that way is really exciting to me.
Yeah, that is really exciting. And how do you think you could use the scholarship to change the world?
Yeah, this scholarship is going to be such a huge help for funding my college education. As you know, college is pretty expensive these days, so having an extra support from NHS is super helpful. And yeah, so next year I'm most likely going to be attending Stanford University. I'm currently deciding between Stanford and Harvard. So either way, it's going to be a pretty big tuition. So just having this scholarship to support my education there and support my STEM studies and future work there is just going to be a huge help in propelling me to, you know, help the world in the future.
Okay, so yeah. You want to go into studying with STEM?
Yes, most likely. Definitely life sciences is where I'm leaning right now.
Okay, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
What are some science projects that you've been able to do like throughout high school?
Right, so one of the biggest project I did in high school was with the local National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, so that's NOAA, and my mentor there, Dr. Larson, shout out to him. We did a project on environmental environmental DNA metabarcoding. So that's basically just a fancy way to say using the DNA that animals shed in their environment. So that's like any skin cells or anything they have in the water. And in this case, we studied salmon. So using that salmon DNA to quantify what species are in the environment without ever even having to see the fish. So it really speeds up the process and makes the process cheaper. And ultimately, it can help a lot in species conservation and biodiversity management.
Wow, that's really important.
Yeah, thank you, especially in Alaska.
Awesome. Yeah, especially in Alaska. And so is your podcast, is it the Future Woman of STEM podcast?
Yes,
is that
it
what
is.
You were talking
yep.
about? And you launched, produced, and hosted that.
Yes, I did.
And it's reached listeners on 4 continents via Spotify. That's
yes,
so cool.
Yeah. We love Spotify, especially Spotify for podcasters. Such a great resource. It's completely free for anyone that's looking to start their own podcast. And we basically saw we've reached like 7 countries at this point on spanning 4 continents.
Wow, that's really amazing. And so what inspired you to do that?
Yeah, so the Future Women of STEM Club, shout out to Ms. Northcutt and Ms. McDonald for being the advisors for that. It's been around for several years now, before I was even a high schooler, and it's such a cool club with the concept that we invite local women in STEM to come and talk to members about their journey as women in STEM and their advice for members. And the only thing is that those stories are usually limited to whoever's in the classroom at the time, whoever could make the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. And I think being able to expand those stories and amplify those voices beyond our 4 classroom walls has just been the main drive behind our podcast, to be able to reach listeners all over the world and share these stories on a global level.
Yeah, for sure. And so when you go to study science, are you going to still focus on like salmon and kind of environmental issues in Alaska?
That's part of my plan, okay. Yeah, for sure, because I'm very passionate about environmental science. I mean, growing up in Juneau, how can you not be in love with the environment that makes up so much of our hometown? So when I go to Stanford, well, most likely, I really love their Doer School of Sustainability. It opened just very recently. So you can take classes there, and they have ecopreneurships programs where you basically help start businesses that are ecology driven and can really help the environment. So I'm passionate about doing something in that field.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really important. And so you are chosen from nearly 17,000 applicants.
We have all the top 25 finalists now have a shot at the 25K scholarship.
Okay.
So that's going to be the big one that's nationally. But also they have 4 pillar scholarships, which is an extra 5K. So now it's the top 25 that are going to Washington, D.C. And I think the real prize here is just being able to go to Washington, D.C. for Trailblazing Leadership Week, because that was the dream. It's just such a huge honor. We just got invited to the White House, too. So
wow. When are you
exciting.
Doing that?
It's going to be, I think it's on the last day we're in D.C., so just next week, pretty soon. So it's coming up, and I'm so excited for that.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
And because, like, just what a great opportunity, you know, to also just have someone from Juneau go there. That's such a
right,
big deal.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Putting Alaska on the national scale for
Yeah, you should be really proud of that. That's a big accomplishment.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's such an honor.
When will you find out who wins that big 25K scholarship?
It should be at the gala on the last day, so it'll be about April 6th. I think that's a Saturday. So we're going to have this fun gala where we all dress in our dresses or our suits and then attend this great celebration of just like everyone's community service and contribution to NHS pillars.
Okay, and so the 4 pillars, scholarship, service, leadership, and character.
Yes.
Which one of those do you think is like your biggest strength?
I wrote about leadership in my essay. So I'm really passionate about starting these clubs. So a lot of what I've done in town has been starting these communities. For example, the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair is a statewide nonprofit that supports K-12 young scientists. So that's something that's had such a huge impact on my education. I really don't know where I'd be without it. And so I started the Student Spokespersons Board for that, which is the first ever student leadership team in its 69-year history. So I'm just really passionate about starting these clubs and creating these new opportunities where they weren't there before.
Yeah, no, that's really amazing. And then it looks like you're also a singer and that you are involved with orchestra?
Yes, yeah, I love music so much. Love everything about music. I listen to a lot of pop, R&B, and a little bit of classical. So yeah, I sing the national anthem in town for certain events like for 9/11 and Memorial Day and Veterans Day, those commemorations. That's something that means a lot to me, being able to contribute that for the local veterans community. And I just love singing spontaneously, bursting in a song throughout the day, just some of my great joys. And then in addition, I also serve as I was the concert master for the Juno String Ensembles. I just recently passed that role along to someone else because it's the time for the next students to take it on, but I really enjoyed that role of being concert master of the orchestra.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so how are some of the ways that you inspire and encourage these other students? Like, what are the things you tell them to get involved
in? Yeah, I think I really love telling them stories about just all the things they can accomplish, because if you really think about it, I'm only 18 years old, and all this cool stuff has happened really in the last 4 years of high school. So I love telling the younger, like underclassmen especially, all these amazing opportunities that might not be completely visible right away and might take a lot of hard work to get, but that they're so tangible. And then for any Juno student, I mean, I was born and raised in Juno, it's all doable for everyone here. So like going to these international science fairs, going to Washington, D.C., going to the White House, anything like that, doing research in something you're really passionate about, it's all something that you can accomplish from our town here, our really amazing town with so much support here. So that's how I encourage younger students.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was raised in Juno too.
Yeah,
I think sometimes it can feel like, I don't know, you know, like it's only accessible by boat or plane,
right,
and sometimes
right.
It can feel like we're kind of in our own little like corner
right,
of the
sure.
world.
I get what you mean.
But yeah, there are those opportunities. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you work hard, you can get there.
Yeah,
so
and I think
really
in
awesome.
Some ways, Juno actually provides even more opportunities in some of the bigger cities, just because everyone I meet here and everyone I've cold emailed for all these projects, and no one has ever ignored me or said no. They've just been so kind and so willing to help, even just a random high schooler that they've never met. So I think there's so much opportunity here for literally all the students to achieve anything they want to.
Yeah, that's amazing. What are you most looking forward to about going to Washington?
I think for in Washington, I'm most looking forward to just seeing a lot of friends, because actually several of my other friends that I haven't seen since last summer, or some of them that I haven't seen since seventh grade actually, and that live in different states than me, we've reconnected through the program, through service, and they're also going to be in Washington, D.C. So I'm just so excited to reunite with them, but also meet the other 24 finalists that I haven't met before, and just hear about their work and the amazing things they're doing all over this nation.
Do you know, are you the only like Alaskan finalist?
I think so, yes.
Okay, that's really cool. That's awesome. So you like music, and you're involved with STEM and radio, and then it also looks like you like tennis. You're
I do
a state
love tennis.
Champion.
Yes, I love tennis. Shout out to my mixed doubles partner. We took the state title this year, but shout out to my tennis team. I don't know what I have done in high school without them. It's been so much fun. Every fall we have our tennis season. I highly encourage anyone to join the tennis team. It's TMJD combined. Well, I guess TMJD will be combined next year either way. But yeah, so I highly encourage that, and it's just such a great team and such a great support system.
I am not gonna lie, I didn't even realize you're on the high school tennis team.
Yeah, I know, it's one of the lesser known sports, but I think it's really a hidden gem here in town.
Yeah, what do you like about tennis?
I just really like that we have a lot of fun when we play, so it's a very supportive, and I wouldn't say it's like a super competitive activity, so we're all just very supportive to each other, we help each other grow, but we also have these super fun traditions where we just started one last year when we went up to the state tournament, where we all went to a thrift store, everyone had $15, and we bought a random person on the team an outfit they had to wear to dinner. So we all looked very wacky a few days before Halloween. If it was on Halloween, it might have been more acceptable. But yeah, so we all went dressed in these wacky outfits, and it was just such a great team bonding experience and one of the funniest moments of my life probably. So it was great.
That sounds really
yeah.
That sounds fun. That's cool that, you know, not only do you get so much out of doing all of these different activities,
right.
But like you're also able to make friends and connections.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Town.
I think actually doing these activities has been even a better way to make friends, because you're united around a common purpose, so that gives your friendship an extra depth.
Yeah, and then would you be willing to talk a little bit more about like your role in the student government? Because I know the student government, both at TM and JD, they've been trying to work together to write
yes,
a new
yeah.
unified code for next year.
Right, so I work on this as the Associate Student Body School Board Representative. So obviously it's been a very interesting role to have these past few months, especially speaking to the school board about student sentiments about the merging. So for the last few months, what I've really been doing is trying to discourage the merging of the two high schools because ultimately it'd be best to keep them separate. But since we seems inevitable that we will be merging now, the main thing we've been doing is just figuring out how to soften the blow for a lot of students, especially coming from TM. We have so much pride in our school and in everything we've accomplished. So working with the student government now, we're just trying to talk to the students, make sure communication stays open, and that everyone keeps a very positive mindset going into this next new school year next year. So we're trying to make sure that the TM accolades and everything gets transferred reasonably so all our students' accomplishments are honored, but also that we can merge like the student governments and keep more leadership positions open so we don't lose any opportunities for students. And I think it'll be a difficult but very doable transition.
Okay, yeah, that's so important. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge example of your leadership right there.
Yeah, I think it's a very necessary time, and shout out to everyone else in the student government who's doing such a great job coming up with ideas for how to make the merge better.
How many members are on the TM student government?
About 30, I'd say. So we
30? That's a lot.
It's a big student government.
Wow.
We have a lot of, like, because we have it from all of the different grades. So I've actually been very impressed by so many of the underclassmen who have taken such a big role in this leadership and, you know, spearheading this transition and making sure, like, they've been talking about having JD students pair up with TM students to give tours of the school to kind of facilitate learning about this new school that they're going to be going into, but also to connect with other JD students so we can integrate better.
Yeah.
We've been hearing from some of the alumni who already graduated, but they're also talking about how they've been so proud to be a Falcon, and I've been so proud to be a Falcon. I mean, TM has supported me in everything that I've done these past few years and supported so many other students in their pursuits. So I really hope that the TM community and that spirit that we really bring of supportiveness and respect, like, gets transitioned to JD next year too.
Have you heard about the whip dub that they're planning?
Yes,
for
I've heard about
Are
that.
You
the TM and student government will be involved in that. That's the plan.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was talking with Karina, who's like organizing that.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
It's such a good idea.
I'm also an alumni of TM.
So oh, yeah, Bella Falcon. That's great.
Yes,
yeah.
And there is definitely that pride there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's
is.
Such a unique community in that school,
right,
too. Yeah, it's really, so I think it's really important that you're capturing that and making sure that's carried
for
over
sure, yeah.
into the merger, for sure. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about with this scholarship opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. I think I just really encourage anyone else that's in high school to know about the scholarship. It is the National Honor Society scholarship. And to be eligible, all you have to do is be part of your local chapter of NHS. And also, NHS is just such an amazing club to be a part of. We take part in a lot of community service activities in anything you're interested in. So there's like food donations, food preparations, helping the Family Promise is something that we do. So that's
okay.
An organization that helps homeless families get on their feet and get back into housed and good scenarios. So yeah, there's something for everyone to volunteer with. You can even bring in your own volunteer activities and help get more people interested in your causes this way. So I highly encourage anyone to participate in NHS, apply for the scholarship when you're a senior, because it's worth it.
How did you find out about the NHS club to begin
with? Oh, the
with?
NHS club to begin with. That's something that I've always wanted to do, actually, since I was a freshman. So I've definitely talked to a lot of... So as a freshman, I highly encourage talking to the sophomores, juniors, seniors, because they are basically you, but like 1 year older. So they're going to... They kind of know what's up, and they're going to help you with giving you a ton of advice. Don't take all of it, but take some of the good ones. And basically, yeah, so you learn a lot from them, and they're going to give you some great advice on which clubs to join and which where you'll feel like you belong.
That's cool. I think that can be intimidating for
sometimes,
freshmen.
Yeah, I think so.
And then also, like you said, like reaching out to the advisors.
Right, and
teachers.
And then I guess if you're an upperclassman, reach out to the freshmen. Talk to the freshmen, talk to the sophomores, and yeah, make sure they know to join NHS and they know about all these great opportunities that we've been given.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think just a big thank you to Ms. Sluppy and Ms. May for our awesome NHS advisors who just make our club possible. And shout out to everyone in my grade and the juniors who are just making this club such a great place to be.